Hey, this is Kurt Isles coming to you from thecreekbank.net. Remind you, you can find out about all 14 of our books at creekbank.net. You can definitely find out about our newest book, Where I Come From. It's jumped way up on Amazon, and we're so tickled and humbled and proud at the same time. So if you type in Where I Come From, Kurt Isles, you'll find it there. And of course, you can find out the locations we have it at in the area. The story I'm going to read you today is a serious story. In fact, I left it out of the book. I'll tell you why I'll tell you this. In fact, this is such a serious story, I had to go put my red bandana on. The story is called The Broken Cup, and here it is. Your deepest pain can give you your highest platform. When my favorite coffee cup fell into the patio floor, it shattered and shards scattered about. The handle broke off, and a sizable crescent-shaped piece of the rim was gone. Sadly, it would now only hold 3 sips of coffee. I really liked its rough ceramic finish and how it kept my coffee hot, but now it was useless. I walked to the trash can and now stopped. Instead of tossing the cup, I went and got a Sharpie and I wrote across the bottom of it, "I've been broken, but I'm still useful." I can understand that because I've been broken too. My brokenness comes from periodic bouts of deep depression. Many times during those dark times, I felt as if I was broken beyond repair. My depression was so deep, dark, and long that I doubted I'd ever survive of being of use again. However, I was wrong. In God's economy, nothing is wasted. He takes everything in our lives and shapes us to be more useful for His kingdom. So in spite of my dark valleys, I'm still useful. The fact that you're reading this book means God can still use broken people. Let me tell you the story that it's such a personal story, especially as you go on. And I've always said that writing a book is like running down the street in your underwear. And especially sharing about the struggles of your life. It doesn't come easy. And when I wrote Where I Come From, I had 65 stories and they fit just perfect, where the width of the spine fit the book. And my graphic artist came back to me and says, "We need some more pages. We need about 6 more pages to go in the book." Now, I had removed a broken cup from the book. I said, "I'm just not ready to share that." But you know what? The Lord made it clear, Kurt, that needs to go in this book. And so I think that you'll be touched by chapter 62 of Broken Cup. And many of you that will read this will be struggling. It may not be depression, but I want to remind you that God still uses broken people and broken cups. Here's something else I discovered. He makes us stronger in those broken places. Now, I believe so much in this story that I've put it on my blog where you don't have to buy the book to read A Broken Cup. And I hope you'll tell your friends, and especially if you know someone that is struggling, especially with depression, tell them about this story in this book. Let me give you an idea of what we're looking for. In 2005, I have 2 major books planned. First of all, I plan to write the second in the series called The Piney Woods. The first book in the series, Where I Come From, and I plan to release in November 2025 the second book, A Love for the Land, and it'll continue to tell stories about this part of Louisiana I love and the people I love. Then, Lord willing, in 2006 at the end of the year, I'll come out with the final and third book in the Piney Woods series called Al, Call My Name. Now let's go back to 2025. I'm going to write the second one in the series, A Love of the Land, but I'm working right now on a book called Under the Broom Tree. Under the Broom Tree, My Journey Through Depression. And I feel led of the Lord to put this book together. It won't be an easy book to put together and share, but I think it's needed so much. And I believe God's going to take it and use it like nothing else I've written, because there's so many people struggling. I hope you'll pray for us as we're writing, getting a cover, getting everything ready for Under the Broom Tree. We expect it to be out in mid-2005. Hey, thanks for being part of the Creek Bank. You've done so much to help this book become a success, but the success of it is it moves people. It touches people. And I hope this story of Broken Place has touched you. And I hope that when you read the entire book, you'll be touched. Well, from the Creek Bank, I'm saying goodbye. This is Kurt Iles. Remind you, you can learn everything you want to know about any of our writing at creekbank.net, as well as A Broken Cup. And then you can go to Amazon and type in Kurt Iles, Where I Come From. It'll take you right to it. Hey, have a great day. We'll see you next time.